Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Bab Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud, the ninth parak HaMakabel. This parak has been generously sponsored in Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe ben Rabbi Yamin Yosef Alav Shalom. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara discusses a mashkon of land, which was given for a number of years during which the lender could consume its produce, but the shtar did not indicate the number of years. The lender claimed the term was 3 years, and the borrower claimed it was two, and the lender consumed the produce of the third year before they went to court. Rav Yehuda said, Karka becheses ba'alei hakaimei, land stands in its owner's possession, and its produce is presumed his, meaning the borrower's, until proven otherwise. Rav Kahana said, Peros becheskas ochlei hakaimei, fruits stand in the possession of he who consumed them, so the lender need not pay for them until the borrower proves his case. The halacha follows Rav Kahana. The Gemara objects that the halacha follows Rav Nachman, who ruled elsewhere, that land stands in the owner's possession regarding the disputed month of a rented bathhouse. The Gemara answers it here, Milsa da avida leguyahi, it's something where the truth is likely to become revealed. Batrucha beidina trezimne loma trechinan, and we do not risk bothering Beis Din twice if the lender will later bring proof. Point number two, the Gemara discusses a mashkon of land which the lender claimed was for 5 years, and the borrower claimed it was only for three. After 3 years, the borrower demanded the lender show the shtar of the mashkon, but the lender said he lost it. Rav Yehuda said the lender is believed to retain the land for 2 more years, since had he wanted to lie, he could have said, I purchased the land from you, since a buyer who occupies purchased land for 3 years is believed to say he lost the shtar. Therefore, we presume his claim that the mashkon is 5 years is truthful. Rav Papa said the Rav Zvita and Rav Avir disagree with this ruling and reason. This shtar of the mashkon, which is used for collecting the land's produce temporarily, mizar zaribe, a lender is certainly careful with it, and it is so unlikely that it was lost that he's not even believed based on a migo argument. Instead, we assume he's hiding a shtar in order to claim additional time for his mashkon. And point number three, if orphans of a debtor say, Anu hishpachnu, we improve the land, and those improvements cannot be collected by the creditor. Bal chov omer, avichem hishpiach. But the creditor says, your father improved the land, so the improvements are subject to collection. Rav Chanina thought to say, Ar becheses yasmi kaimei, the land is in the Yosomi's possession, so it's incumbent on the creditor to prove that the father made the improvements. However, a certain elder said the Rabbi Yochanan ruled that the burden of proof is on the Yosomim, and the Gemara explains, since the land is subject to collection by this creditor, it's like it's already collected and in his possession. Rashi explains that since the Gemara later concludes that even if the Yosomim made the improvements, it's paid out to them in cash, and the Baal Chov keeps the land, this dispute is reduced to one about monetary payments and not land ownership. Thus, the burden of proof is on the Yosomim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara discusses a mashkon of land, which was given for a number of years during which the lender could consume its produce, but the shtar did not indicate the number of years. The lender claimed the term was 3 years, and the borrower claimed it was two, and the lender consumed the produce of the third year before they went to court. Rav Yehuda said, Karka becheses ba'alei hakaimei, land stands in its owner's possession, and its produce is presumed his, meaning the borrower's, until proven otherwise. Rav Kahana said, Peros becheskas ochlei hakaimei, fruits stand in the possession of he who consumed them, so the lender need not pay for them until the borrower proves his case. The halacha follows Rav Kahana. The Gemara objects that the halacha follows Rav Nachman, who ruled elsewhere, that land stands in the owner's possession regarding the disputed month of a rented bathhouse. The Gemara answers it here, Milsa da avida leguyahi, it's something where the truth is likely to become revealed. Batrucha beidina trezimne loma trechinan, and we do not risk bothering Beis Din twice if the lender will later bring proof. Point number two, the Gemara discusses a mashkon of land which the lender claimed was for 5 years, and the borrower claimed it was only for three. After 3 years, the borrower demanded the lender show the shtar of the mashkon, but the lender said he lost it. Rav Yehuda said the lender is believed to retain the land for 2 more years, since had he wanted to lie, he could have said, I purchased the land from you, since a buyer who occupies purchased land for 3 years is believed to say he lost the shtar. Therefore, we presume his claim that the mashkon is 5 years is truthful. Rav Papa said the Rav Zvita and Rav Avir disagree with this ruling and reason. This shtar of the mashkon, which is used for collecting the land's produce temporarily, mizar zaribe, a lender is certainly careful with it, and it is so unlikely that it was lost that he's not even believed based on a migo argument. Instead, we assume he's hiding a shtar in order to claim additional time for his mashkon. And point number three, if orphans of a debtor say, Anu hishpachnu, we improve the land, and those improvements cannot be collected by the creditor. Bal chov omer, avichem hishpiach. But the creditor says, your father improved the land, so the improvements are subject to collection. Rav Chanina thought to say, Ar becheses yasmi kaimei, the land is in the Yosomi's possession, so it's incumbent on the creditor to prove that the father made the improvements. However, a certain elder said the Rabbi Yochanan ruled that the burden of proof is on the Yosomim, and the Gemara explains, since the land is subject to collection by this creditor, it's like it's already collected and in his possession. Rashi explains that since Zigmor later concludes that even if the Yosomi made the improvements, it's paid out to them in cash, and the Baal Chov keeps the land, this dispute is reduced to one about monetary payments and not land ownership. Thus, the burden of proof is on the Yosomi. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yud, and our standard Siman is a gold key ceremony, a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The golden key to the field, which was being presented to the lender, who came late to the ceremony because he was busy eating the fruits of the disputed third year, before they went to Beis Din, and had some papers sticking out of his pocket as he claimed, "I can't find the shtar of the mashkon," was presented next to a field in which some orphans and their creditors were disputing who made improvements on the land. Once again, slow motion. The golden key to the field, gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud. The golden key to the field, which was being presented to the lender, who came late to the ceremony because he was busy eating the fruits of the disputed third year before they went to Beis Din, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a mashkon of land which was given for a number of years during which the lender could consume its produce, but the shtar did not indicate the number of years. The lender claimed the term was 3 years, and the borrower claimed it was 2, and the lender consumed the produce of the third year before they went to court. Yehuda said, "Karka becheses balei kaima." The land stands in the owner's possession, and its produce is presumed his, meaning the borrower's, until proven otherwise. Rav Kahana said, "Peros becheskas ochlen kaima." Fruits stand in the possession of he who consumed them, so the lender need not pay for them until the borrower proves his case. So the golden key to the field, which is being presented to the lender, who came late to the ceremony because he was busy eating the fruits of the disputed third year before they went to Beis Din, and had some papers sticking out of his pocket as he claimed, "I can't find the shtar of the mashkon," which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a mashkon of land which the lender claimed was for 5 years, and the borrower claimed it was only for 3. After 3 years, the borrower demanded the lender show the shtar of the mashkon, but the lender said he lost it. Rav Yehuda said, the lender is believed to retain the land for 2 more years, since, had he wanted to lie, he could have said, "I purchased the land from you," since a buyer who occupies purchased land for 3 years is believed to say he lost the shtar. Therefore, we presume his claim that the mashkon is 5 years is truthful. So the golden key to the field, which was being presented to the lender who came late to the ceremony because he was busy eating the fruits of the disputed third year before they went to Beis Din and had some papers sticking out of his pocket as he claimed, "I can't find the shtar of the mashkon," was presented next to a field in which some orphans and their creditors were disputing who made improvements on the land, which reminds the Gemara brings a dispute if land improvements were made by the Yosomim or the late father. The Gemara concludes that even if the orphans made the improvements, it's paid out to them in cash, and the creditor keeps the land, therefore the dispute is reduced to one about monetary payments and not land ownership. Thus, the burden of proof is on the Yosomim. So once again, the golden key to the field, which was being presented to the lender who came late to the ceremony because he was busy eating the fruits of the disputed third year before they went to Beis Din and had some papers sticking out of his pocket as he claimed, "I can't find the shtar of the mashkon," was presented next to a field in which some orphans and their creditors were disputing who made improvements on the land. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazar. Daf Kufvav. So the Siman Daf Kufvav is a tightrope walker. So here goes. The tightrope walker, that must be one Daf Kufvav. The tightrope walker, looking down at his crop ruined by a wind and rebuking his tenant with a pussy for planting barley instead of the wheat he had told him to plant, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a landowner who told his tenant to plant wheat, but he planted barley, and his crop was destroyed by wind along with most of the valley. Although the tenant can argue that the Makas Medina would have destroyed any wheat he may have planted, the Gemara concludes that the owner can respond, "If you had planted wheat, the following bracha would have been fulfilled for me. You will make a plan and it will succeed for you," meaning my prayers for a successful wheat crop would have been answered. So the tightrope walker, looking down at his crop ruined by a wind and rebuking his tenant with a pussy for planting barley instead of the wheat he told him to plant, while walking on the high wire over another field affected by a Makas Medina that attended and planted all in, lamenting that if it had been planted, a miraculous bracha may have occurred, which reminds us, Shmuel said that a tenant may only deduct from his rent in the case of a Makas Medina if he actually planted and it was destroyed. But if he did not plant at all, he may not, because the owner can argue that had he planted, the falling bracha would have been fulfilled. They will not be ashamed in time of calamity. In days of famine, they will be satisfied, meaning it may have miraculously succeeded despite the Makas Medina. So the tightrope walker, looking down at his crop ruined by a wind and rebuking his tenant with a pussy for planting barley instead of the wheat he told him to plant, while walking on the highway over another field affected by a Makas Medina that attended and planted all in, lamenting that if it had been planted, a miraculous bracha may have occurred, was dismayed when he saw at the end of the platform a tenant who leased land for 10 cores of wheat coming to pay with wheat from the damage crop. Which reminds us, the next mission states that if one leased land for a rent of 10 cores of wheat and the wheat crop was damaged, he may pay with his wheat since the land performed its role. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the Simon Daf Kuf Zayin is Couscous. So here goes. The Couscous restaurant owner, Couscous, that must be on Daf Kuf Zayin. The Couscous restaurant owner who posted a Baruch Atah Bu'echa, Baruch Atah Be'Seisecha sign on the door of his restaurant, which reminds us, the Talmud of Rav was asked how Rav interpreted the following psukim. Baruch Atah Ba'ir, you shall be blessed in the city. Baruch Atah Ba'sada, you shall be blessed in the field. Baruch Atah Bu'echa, you shall be blessed when you come in. Baruch Atah Be'Seisecha, and you shall be blessed when you go out. He explained that they mean respectively, number one, your home should be near a shul. Number two, your property should be near your home to ease the transport of crops. Number three, your wife should not be a possible nida when you return from a trip. And number four, your offspring should be like you. Rabbi Yochanan explained them differently. So the Couscous restaurant owner who posted a Baruch Atah Bu'echa, Baruch Atah Be'Seisecha sign on the door of his restaurant, which was right next to a cemetery full of people who had died due to Ayin Hara, which reminds us, Rav once went to a cemetery and determined the cause of the deaths of those buried there and declared 99 of 100 died from an evil eye and only one from natural causes. So the Couscous restaurant owner who posted a Baruch Atah Bu'echa, Baruch Atah Be'Seisecha sign on the door of his restaurant, which was right next to a cemetery full of people who had died due to Ayin Hara, was busy promoting his new couscous dish to accompany the 13 benefits of eating Pashachris, which reminds us the Gemara brings the 13 benefits of eating Pashachris. Daf Kuf Ches. So the Simon Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket. So here goes. The pickpocket, that must be more Daf Kuf Ches. Kach, take. The pickpocket who did not do what was just and good in the eyes of Hashem, when he used the money he pickpocketed to purchase a field that a bar mitzvah wanted to purchase, which reminds us, Rav said, that if one purchases land which was available to anyone willing to pay the government tax on it, and the land is located between properties owned by partners or brothers, he's an impudent person for not allowing them to purchase it, but we do not remove him from the purchased land. However, the Nardin said that we even remove the purchaser because of a bar mitzvah, because the Torah says, Va'asisa yashar v'tov be'enei Hashem, you shall do what is just and good in the eyes of Hashem. So the pickpocket who did not do what was just and good in the eyes of Hashem, when he used the money he pickpocketed to purchase a field that a bar mitzvah wanted to purchase, after the bar mitzvah couldn't stop the neighbor on the other side from giving away his field as a gift, which reminds us, the Gemara lists several cases in which the bar mitzvah has no claim. A property given as a gift is not subject to the law of bar mitzvah. So the pickpocket who did not do what was just and good in the eyes of Hashem, when he used the money he pickpocketed to purchase a field that a bar mitzvah wanted to purchase, after the bar mitzvah couldn't stop his neighbor on the other side from giving away his field as a gift, stole a piece of paper from the pocket of the gift recipient, which indicated he planned to sell the field to a Talmid Chacham before selling it to a relative, which reminds us, the Gemara says, if one has the option of selling his field either to a Talmid Chacham or to a Karub, a relative, the Talmid Chacham takes precedence. Daf Kuf Tes. So the Simon Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit, that must be on Daf Kuf Tes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit to help the renter who fell off a ladder while trimming the new growth from the sycamore trees, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one leases a field for only a few years, he may not plant Pishnan in it because the soil requires 7 years to recover from the damage, and he has no right to sycamore beams from the field's trees, which requires 7 years to regrow. If he leased the field for 7 years, he may plant flax in the first year and is entitled to that year's sycamore beams. Abai says that although a renter for fewer than 7 years does not receive sycamore beams, b'shevach shikma yeshlo, he has a right to the improvement of the sycamore, meaning its increased growth, which is considered its produce. Rava says he has no right to its increased growth. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit to help the renter who fell off a ladder while trimming the new growth from the sycamore trees, because he got distracted watching an owner yell at a hired planter who caused a loss of the field that he must leave with no pay, like he promised, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a hired planter once told the owners, if I cause a loss, I'll leave. He later did cause a loss to some of his improvements and reviewed a said mistak bo shvacha. He leaves without any payment for the improvements he made because that is the intent of the leaving to which he agreed. Rav Kahana says he does receive payment for the improvements and was only agreeing to leave voluntarily. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit to help the renter who fell off a ladder while trimming the new growth from the sycamore trees, because he got distracted watching an owner yell at a hired planter who caused a loss to the field that he must leave with no pay, like he promised, was approached by a lender who was given his borrower's vineyard for 10 years and asked for a band-aid because he pricked his finger on the dead vines he was taking as produce, which reminds us, a borrower once gave his vineyard to his lender for 10 years, during which time the lender could take its produce, and the loan amount would be reduced. After 5 years, the vineyard aged, and the vines died, which was expected. Abai said, Perahave, the dead vines are considered produce and belong to the lender. Ravasid Karnehavit. They are considered principal part of the land. Therefore, the land should be purchased through selling the vines, and the lender consumes the produce of the purchased land. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you have a case where a tenant had argued that had he planted, perhaps his field would have miraculously succeeded despite Amakas Medina? That's on Duff. Kuvav. Good. Number two, which stuff do we have Malchokas if dead vines from a field are considered produce and belong to the lender, or they consider the care and the principal and part of the land? That's on Duff. Kuftas. Good. Number three, which stuff do you learn about exceptions to the din of bar mitzvah, such as one who's given the land as a gift? That's on Duff. Kufchet. Good. Number four, which stuff you discuss where the lender who said he lost the shtar of the mashkun for the field that he had had for 3 years is believed? That's on Duff. Kufyud. Good. Number five, which stuff do we have a choice of a plant who agrees to leave a field if he causes a loss gets paid for improvements he made? That's on Duff. Kuftas. Good. Number six, which of the one that for tefillah and tefillin, the definition of a burden is for copying? That's on Duff. Kufhei. Good. Number seven, which of the case where a lender already consumed the produce of a disputed year of a mashkon? That's on Duff. Kufyud. Good. Number eight, which Duff do Melchok is whether a renter is entitled to the increased growth on sycamore trees? That's on Duff. Kuftas. Good. Number nine, which of them, when the one who leased the field and the crop was destroyed by winds or locusts, can deduct from his rent because it was a Makas Medina? That's on Duff. Kufhei. Good. Number 10, which Duff do we discuss the dispute if land improvements were made by Yosomim or by the late father and therefore belonged to his Balchov? That's on Duff. Kufyud. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhaber from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.